Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 20, What Makes Me Happy. There's a lot of things that you could do to get yourself happy. Here's some things that we're going to do on our show. Today, we're going to talk about things that make me or you happy. In Girl Scouts this week, we are making happiness journals, so I'll teach you how to make that later. Also, we are going to have our next interview with Michael from Michael and the Rockness Monsters. He has a new album called Michael and the Rockness Monsters. We're going to talk about things that make me happy too. But first, here comes the song Pirate Song from Michael and the Rockness Monsters.
One eye and a hook for a hand. I must be a pirate. That says ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, matey.
I must be a princess.
No!
A porcupine.
No!
A pineapple?
No! I've walked from stern to bow. I must be a popsicle. No!
A potato chip.
No!
A pirate.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Michael and the Rockness Monsters. Hi.
Hi.
I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Absolutely. I have many answers.
Number one, what are the things that make you happy?
Wait, say it again, Chloe.
What are the things that make you happy?
What are the things that make me happy? What a great question. When I play music and I play with my friends and we have a good time, I would say that makes me more happy. Now remember, the first answer would be my children. But I knew that was an obvious answer. Of course, my daughters really make me laugh. I saw them skip down the street today to go see their friends because it's so nice out. And they made me really happy just doing that. And I bet your parents feel the same way. But music, playing music. When I played the show with Michael and the Rock Nest Monsters that your brother was at, it was so much fun. It made me so happy.
This is something that makes me happy. I like being with my family too, and I like to play music too. But what I really love to do is I love to like draw things. I could draw anything really good.
You've been drawing a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see some of it.
I draw pictures of people and pictures of my favorite characters.
I want you to, can you post something on one of your pages, maybe? Maybe your mommy and daddy can help you. You post a picture that you drew. I would like to see it.
I'm getting a gallery on my website, so I could try getting one.
No, I've been to your website. I don't know why I missed that. I'll check it out. How about that?
Yeah, we'll get the gallery ready.
We've had fun together.
What?
I said we've had fun together. Do you remember those times?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. We've jammed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and number three. What was your happiest day ever?
My happiest day ever?
Yes.
I'm going to say... Happiest day ever. That's a hard question.
I forgot a question.
Oh, that's cool. Let's go back. Let's rewind. Should we make her backwards, like rewinding noise?
Okay, and here's what I was going to ask you. What song makes you feel the happiest?
What song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You have the best questions, Chloe. What song makes me the happiest? Can I think about it for a second?
Yes.
Let's see. What song makes me the happiest? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to show my true colors here. I'm going to say... I'm gonna say the family song. The family song. I'm gonna say that because I didn't really write it. I wrote it with my daughters. So it's kind of their song. And when I sing it, I get really happy about it. But other than that, it would probably be a Grateful Dead song that would make me happiest. I couldn't just choose the right song. And I know I'd be showing my true colors because I'm a big Grateful Dead fan. So there you go. I've admitted it. Do you know who the Grateful Dead are?
What is it?
What's that?
What is it?
Oh, Grateful Dead is a band. And even though the name sounds a little scary, the music is very nice and peaceful and good, some good... good lyrics, but it's for grown-ups. You can hear it too. I mean, it's for you too, but it's not what Mr. Michael does.
Oh, and my favorite song is my favorite. I don't think I have a favorite song either.
Yeah, you kind of cornered me there. You know that? Like, you put me right up against the ropes. I had to find a perfect favorite song. You don't have to pick a favorite song. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you like to sing any songs? Is there any song that you like? You really enjoy singing to yourself?
Yeah.
When you're taking a tub or something?
I like to sing when I'm watching TV and I think about the show I'm watching, and then I just start singing the theme song in my head.
That's great. I love that. And, like, you can play music right inside your head. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. And number three, what was your happiest day ever?
Happiest day ever, right. You gave me time to think about this. I would say... probably the day I met my wife, and I knew her for a really long time. So it wasn't really meeting her, but it was when we first decided that we really wanted to make a family together. And I've known her since, guess how old I was when I met my wife?
How?
3 years old. Our parents were really good friends. So we were really good friends and we hung out all the time. I'm sure your parents have friends and you hang out with their friends' children and they're your like buddies. So that was the way it was with my parents. And my wife, Heather, we after college, we met each other and we said, you know what? I really like you and I want to get married. And that was the happiest day of my life.
My happiest day was the day I got to see my first ever happiness journal, and that was just on Wednesday this week.
Wednesday was your best happiest day ever?
This week.
Well, light off the fireworks. Hey, what was it? Did you say Happy Turtle?
Happiness Journal.
What is that? I need to know.
It's a thing that me and my friends from Girl Scouts, we, like, write things that make us happy.
Oh, that's good. Positive affirmations. Those are big words.
And on the first page, there was, like, a little paper of activities we could do, and I already did the first two ideas, but I'm thinking about my third idea.
Yeah, you have plenty of time. Plus, it seems like you're really
few examples on the bottom of the page, and I thought I should just draw pictures of all my friends in my class.
Oh, that sounds good.
And here's number four. What's a thing that makes you smile?
What's something that makes me smile?
Yeah.
Well, I consider myself pretty lucky, you know, because I get to play music every day, pretty much every day. Sometimes I take days off because my throat gets tired. But I sing every day for probably 2 to 3 hours. And you know what I do, right? So I play for kids. So they make me laugh so much, especially like children who are from 18 months to 2 and a half are the funniest, I think the funniest living human beings alive. They make me smile so much when they kind of stare at you a little bit. There's a lot of staring going on and they don't talk very much, so they kind of just look at you, and it's very funny. And I get to see that every day. So even if I'm having a bad day, maybe I sat in some traffic or I spilled my coffee or something, I get to go to class and spend time with these children who are super funny, and they make me smile. What about you?
A thing that makes me smile is trying to learn different things. I'm trying to learn how to do a cartwheel right now, but all my friends already know that. When they're all already my age.
What do you have to do to be able to do it?
A lot of my friends said that they go to the gymnastics today. And I just heard that both of my bestest friends go, but I only went when I was like 3 years old, but now I'm still trying to learn things because I have a gym class in my school, so I'm trying to get ready and like get ready for the gym show. It comes up next month.
Awesome. You know, I think it was just a little bit of practice. I was kind of leaning on that. Maybe with just a little bit of practice, you'll be able to do a cartwheel soon.
Mm-hmm. Want to hear what it would sound like if I did one?
Yeah.
And then it was like this.
Do it again.
When I smack on this seat, it kind of sounds like what my hair does when it gets to the ground and it gets me doing a handstand, and then my things flip over, my legs flip over, and then they touch the ground, and then I like roll over.
That's great. I love your sound effects.
Mm-hmm. And number 5, where is your happy place?
My happy place is sitting on anywhere, really, with my family. So just sitting together quietly, not quietly necessarily, but sitting all together, all in like a little huggy, little snuggly group.
So like any places where you are with your family, that makes you happy?
That's true. Yeah, that's like my home. Even though I have a house, anywhere my family is, that's where I want to be. You know something? I wanted to get my daughters on the phone with you today, Sienna and Amelia, because I wanted them to meet you. I think you may have met them at some point, but I wanted them on the phone with you because they sing on the Michael and the Rock Nest record, and I thought they would want to talk to you about it. But they were not. They were busy tonight. Anyway,
what are they doing?
They had to go see their grandma, so they're at their grandma's house for dinner.
Cool. And my happy place is just like my happy place is my home, and my home is a place, but what I really like is the beach, because I could like play in the water. And just a few weeks ago, I learned how to swim in the water.
Oh, that's lovely. So you like the beach, the sound of the waves, and the beautiful sun, and the warm sand. You like all that?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And thank you.
Oh, is the interview's over?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was good. I think we did good. Mm-hmm. Well, it was good to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you, too.
You can call on me anytime you want.
Okay.
All right. You have a nice night.
You have a nice night, too. Bye.
Bye.
Wanna visit somewhere new? Not the Jersey Shore, not Miami, California, or Hawaii's golden shores. Blast off in my mind into outer space, where I can float and drift and dream and make some mistakes. Somewhere in the cosmos where the stars meet the sky, where all the constellations give me a high five. Where Jupiter and Mars and Venus go to spend their days, where space shuttles blast off and Martians go to play. It's dark and it's light and it's full of dreams. I can be anyone who I want to be. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind. I'm in the Milky Way in another galaxy, sitting on a moon with a Martian just like me. We're talking about our families, sitting under trees, where we hopped on Halley's Comet to visit Mercury. The sun was getting hot, so we caught an asteroid to take us home to New York, the place we were before. It's dark and it's light and it's full of dreams. I can be anyone who I want to be. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind. Now in New York
City, the lights have shone down on all of us Martians living in our little towns. Riding on buses, eating popcorn, listening to music and babies being born. I'm happy to have visited, but I was so alone with my mom and dad and bro and sis. I'm happy to be home. It's dark and it's light and it's full of dreams. I can be anyone who I want to be. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind. My mind, in my mind, in my mind, my mind, in my mind, I dream off in my mind.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have a craft called the Happiness Journal. Here's how you make the Happiness Journal that we made at Girl Scouts. First, you take one colored piece of paper, and then you take notebook paper and another colored piece of paper, and you staple it all together, and then you open it, and in one page, write some activities you can do. And then you turn the next page, and you can start drawing different things. It's a really fun idea, and I think it's super cool, and it'll help anybody who wants to, learn how to be a nice friend. So that's our Craft the Happiness Journal. And this next song is a dot song by Emily Arrow, because something I like to do is art. Plus, it may also go with the craft. So here it goes.
An empty paper.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, I'm going to talk about things that make me happy. So here's one thing that makes me happy. I like to draw a lot. I'm really good at drawing a person, and I think I can draw really good because I drew a picture if my friend Isabella was a doll, because I named all three of my dolls the three of my friends. And that, I think that's really cool. And one doll was me. And I think my doll is pretty, and the other dolls looked pretty too. And I like put them in different outfits. They looked so pretty. And I think they looked good. And another thing that makes me happy is like fashion. And I like to like draw different outfits that people are wearing on like pieces of paper. I think that they look really good. And I think the last one I made was really inspiring. It was like of a girl, and she was wearing a gown with an umbrella in her hand. And I thought that outfit was really cute, and I thought it was really inspiring. And I also like to like make things out of clay. And before I made this episode, I was using my blue clay to make like a sculpture. But I was watching a show today, and a person on the show said, "What the heck did I make?" And I wanted to see if I could come up with something that looked a lot like it, because it was like swirly. But I thought cupcake frosting was swirly, so I'm trying to make a cupcake and that's a few things that make me happy. But the other thing that makes me happy is I like to sit around and do different things. But whatever is relaxing and stuff, I like to do. I like dressing up a lot too, and reading. I think a lot of things make me happy. But most of all, I love to draw anything. And here's a story of one of my other favorite songs from Mr. Michael when I was a baby, Shoes. And my mom used to sing it for me every night. I loved it. And here it goes.
I got purple polka dot, red sparkly shoes. They glitter when I walk, and they come in twos, Have you seen my shoes? I got big green hiking army boots. I like to jump over mountains with parachutes, Have you seen my shoes? Just like me and you, Have you seen these shoes? I got funny slippers with bunny ears. They make people laugh and keep me warm all year, Have you seen my shoes? Shoes, they come in all shapes and sizes, colors too. They come of all types, like me and you, Like me and you. Have you seen my shoes?
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now here's our friendship pledge. Smile every day and be happy to a friend. But before we go, here's the song Happy Accidents by Billy Jonas. Bye!
Cornflakes, gum,
tell us all about it.
Well, they were trying to make bread and they failed. They cooked those ingredients way too long. It came out soggy and totally wrong. But the Kellogg geniuses toasted them until crunchy, flaky, delicious in milk.
Eureka!
Eureka!
Totally super freaka!
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Tell us all about it!
Great! The miracle medicine that was a mistake. Trying to kill germs in a laboratory that thought they had to quit when things got moldy. Suddenly the germs were getting defeated. The mold was the medicine that they needed.
Eureka!
Eureka! Totally super freaka!
It was one more happy accident. It must have been meant to be, heaven sent to be. One more happy accident. It's okay, it's here to stay. We're so happy that it went this way.
Sticky notes,
tell us all about it.
Super, they were trying to make super glue. They made a big blooper. The glue they made was super weak. In fact, it lasted about a week. So they put it on little yellow pieces of paper and sold 10 gazillion of them 10 years later.
Eureka!
Eureka!
Totally super freaka.
It was one more happy accident. It must have been meant to be, heaven sent to be. One more happy accident. It's okay, it's here to stay. We're so happy that it went this way. Sometimes it feels like you're stuck with bad glue till you figure out what it's for, just like me and you.
Love.
Tell us all about it.
Hey, what can I say? I had a map of how to get there, but it blew away. Traveling around the great big world, looking for a way to feel sure. In the perfect imperfection of a porous plan, you walked up and took my hand.
Eureka!
Unique!
Totally super freaka!
It's one more happy accident. Must have been meant to be, heaven sent to be. One more happy accident. It's okay, it's here to stay. We're so happy that it went this way. We're so happy that it went this way. We're so happy that it went this way.
Happy accident.